Anyway, I'd like to welcome you all out to the Town of Daniels special service or special meeting. Friday, August 21st, 2026 at 12 o'clock p.m. at the Daniel Town Office Conference Room at 3500 South Highway 40, Suite A, Daniel, Utah, 84032. So we'll go ahead and start with agenda item number one, which is public comment. And if you'll just, will you state your name, and we'll just go around the room, and anybody that wants to give public comment, we'll start that section right now. We'll start with you. You bet.
David Dobbins with Clyde Companies. In early 2026, Geneva Rock Products became aware that a property at Daniels was for sale, which was zoned P160. This is with conditions, sand and gravel quarrying, as well as crushed and broken stone quarrying. As part of our due diligence process when considering the purchase of this property, we found that the town council, as recently as 2025, had opportunities to change the P160 zoning on the property, but voted against proposed changes, and instead chose to retain the P160 zoning and its permitted uses. With the council's clear intent for this property to remain zoned P160 in reliance on zoning designation, Geneva Rock Products proceeded to make financial commitments and place the property under contract. Subsequently, a conditional use application for sand and gravel and crushed and broken stone quarrying was submitted on July 15th, 2026, all fees were paid. At no time in our conversations have we been told that the town did not support the P160 zoning. It's always been Geneva Rock's intent to follow and comply with the town's zoning and applicable codes. We anticipate a thorough review by the staff and planning commission, including public hearing opportunities where residents can provide recommendations on reasonable conditions. And we look forward to working with the town and the residents on our application.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Jelaine Bassett. I would just like to say, I think that we all that live in Daniels as full-time residents live there for a reason, to enjoy the open space, the agriculture, the animals, the wildlife, the clean air, and the clean water. Once we lose those things, I think it will be impossible to get them back. I am in support of a temporary moratorium in the P160 zone. While the town finishes the general plan, the zoning ordinance, and the land use, to make sure that our code protects what makes this community special and what has been created here for us. Before approving any uses that could fundamentally change these things forever. Thank you.
Next.
My name is Chip Pavorty. Good afternoon, everybody. I support the temporary moratorium on the P160 zone because I believe we have an obligation to make good decisions today that we won't regret 20 years from now. This is also work the town has already been working on. Our general plan, zoning ordinances, and land use tables have been under review, and we now need to give the town time to review and finish that work correctly. A temporary moratorium gives us the opportunity to complete this, but what was already started, and rather than making a major potential permanent land use decision before the work is finished. There's another important impact that we need to address. Most of the parcels currently in the P160 zone are not actually 160-acre parcels, because many of these properties are substantially smaller than what the one P160 designates suggests. We need to carefully review whether all these uses currently listed or proposed in this zone are appropriate for these small parcels. A use that might be reasonable on 160 acres may have very different impacts on a 20, 30, 40, or 50-acre piece of property. You need to consider the roads, neighboring properties, livestock, sensitive areas. Our use tables and ordinances need to recognize that reality. We also have an extraordinary responsibility because much of our P160 area borders an Utah Wildlife Management Area of over 11,000 acres. This is a tremendous natural resource right next to our community, and we need to protect it. Before approving potential intensive uses along our boundary, we should understand what impacts dust, noise, lighting, heavy equipment, increased traffic, groundwater impacts, and other disturbances could have on the wildlife and animals that live here. We also have to protect our groundwater, wells, air quality, livestock, neighboring properties, and residents, health, safety, and welfare. Traffic is another serious concern. Our rural roads were not designed to function as industrial transportation corridors, carrying a large number of heavy trucks every day. We need to consider road capacity, safety, emergency response, pedestrians, and the impact on the people in the area we live. This isn't about preventing somebody from using their property. It's about balancing property rights with the rights of neighboring properties, owners and towns' responsibility to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. A temporary moratorium gives us the opportunity to get this right. Let's finish the general plan. Let's clean up the P160 tables. Let's address the fact that many of the P160s are substantially smaller than 160 acres. And let's establish appropriate protections for our water, wildlife, roads, neighboring properties to maintain our rural character. Once a major land use is established, it impacts many that lasts for generations. Taking a little time now to finish what we've already started is simply responsible planning. I respectfully ask the council to approve the temporary P160 moratorium and give the town time to necessarily to finish correctly and protect our future of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else?
Jack Rose. I think in addition to everything that I've heard here already, that I wish that the city council would set in place the moratorium and look even beyond just what we're talking about here, but look at the bigger picture of Daniel. Daniel is now the finest little community in the valley. It's got a personality. It's got people who love to be here. When I first moved here, it was a rock pile. It was where the dump was. It's where the airport was. Where the gun club was. And it is not that anymore. Now it's a community that people who live here are glad they live here, not just because they had to live here. It's a nice place. The challenge, though, and one of the things that I really hope during the moratorium is we take it big picture and look, is this what we want in this community? And I hope we say that this is what we do want. We want a park, or a city park. We want a cemetery. We want trails. We want roads. We want open space. We want things that we want a bodega here, for pity's sake, someplace I can run over and get a chip of Coke or something, you know. That we want it to be more of a community where we can have declo days and not a community that has things in it that are just disgusting and despicable to our community. And that's what I'd like to say.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Go ahead, the last one, I'll go. Yeah. Drew Riley, this is my wife, Ashton Riley, property owner at the two parcels in subject here. I purchased this property in 2018. When I purchased it, I wanted to do a group and a family home. I knew Airbnb is not allowed here, but there was a very specific use in the code that stated you could do group and camp homes, similar to Aspen Grove, family retreats, reunions, corporate events, and whatnot. This is 2018. A few months later, I went to apply for the use, was told that use was eliminated in 2019. In 2019, there was a moratorium placed, a lot more intensive than this, citywide, to specifically look at every conditional use. The following Planning Commission meeting, which I believe was June 19th, 2019, they spent an entire meeting looking at the permitted and conditional uses in P160. Miraculously, we don't have access to that meeting. It's gone. We can't listen to it, we can't see it. We can see all the other meetings that year except that one. In that meeting, they spent an entire planning meeting looking at uses. They chose to eliminate personal fishing and group and camps, and they made it a specific decision to keep these two uses in 2019. At any given time, the town could have changed my zoning arbitrarily. They could have looked at uses. In 2024, I submitted an application to rezone. I requested to get out of this zone. I encourage every single person to listen to the November 2024 planning meeting in its entirety. There's some very important things there. We have residents here who are now suing me. Chip's a great example. In that meeting, very clear support of the Geneva Batch plan. I go up to request a rezone on two parcels. One already has a home built, 5 acres with an 8,000 square foot home, requesting to rezone to RA5. I was told, we don't want this because then our next piece of land could potentially get our rezoned RA5. And then the worst thing that could happen is I could come in and get a 6-lot subdivision, and that would be terrible. And that was all done in the face of this use being there the entire time. I've dealt with greed and property control like I've never even imagined. From the state that I left, that's why I left that place. People were very, very worried about having neighbors drive behind them, drive down the road, and they did not rezone this property. A month ago, the town, with planning and council, changed the Section 8 code in RA5. The biggest concern was they wanted lots to be 200 feet wide. The Maverick mine's been going on for a year and a half. Anybody that reads the code could have read for the last 10 years, mining and quarrying is allowed in P160. Wasn't a concern. We made changes to the code. It wasn't this, it was the lot list. There, I know people are frustrated. I'm frustrated too. But the truth is, people need to be accountable. There's been 5 or 6 deliberate decisions, both by planning, council, my neighbors, to specifically choose that my property is P160. They've chosen that they want this use. I asked to get out of the zone. They said, no, we want you in this zone, and we want this use, and that's what I'm doing. So if you want to look into things, I would look at the history of this town. I would listen to the transcript. I would talk to my neighbors, talk to me. I've had neighbors tell me to sell. We don't want you here, sell. Now that I'm selling, they're frustrated. The same neighbors that have come and trespassed on property. Whoever's involved in this, come listen to me, I'll tell you the story.
Wrap her up. Thanks. Okay, any other comment? Okay. We'll go here and then...
Julian Stemmer, I don't have much to add. I just want to express my support with what Chip has said, what Jelaine has said, and I'm in favor of the temporary moratorium and would support that. That's it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name's Nate Mitchell. I'm a land use attorney down in the Valley. I grew up in a small community like this one, and so I understand the neighborhood concerns and some of the community issues when you're tight-knit and you're like this. And the reason I'm here today, I've been asked to come by a couple of residents of the town and explain some of the legal things that they're concerned about. And I know the town, of course, has Smith Harpickson. I've spoken to Mr. Priest before coming here, and I certainly don't mean to offer any legal advice. But I did want to provide a little bit of context on why things might be a little bit different between 2024 and the present. And that is because the Utah legislature in 2025 and 2026 adopted a provision within LUDMA. We call it CIMA. And what CIMA does is it takes away the legislative discretion of bodies like this one when they want to constrain the mining of critical infrastructure materials like sand, gravel, rock. And what that does is you won't have as much authority to regulate that once there's a toehold there. And so that's what's fundamentally different from 2024 and today. You have a regulatory regime, a state law, that once you have a sand or gravel pit operation within your community, they can enlarge it, they can change it, they can modify it. Of course, there are subject to certain parameters within the CIMA. But they have broad power to extend and enlarge those operations unless there's a finding that it endangers the public health, welfare, or safety. And so that's one of the reasons that my clients have asked me to come to you and say, please, please consider a moratorium. There's been a change in state law. When that conditional use was authorized, we were making assumptions about the intensity of that use and the impact on our community. And now there's a new state law that may make that intensity of use much more dramatic and felt by members of the community than it would have been before. And a moratorium lets you have a little bit of space and time to consider that issue. And so, like I said, I can't offer you any legal advice, and that's my interpretation of the statute, not necessarily Mr. Priest's. And I'm not saying it would apply necessarily to this or others, but if I was in a small community like this one, I grew up in Hyde Park, if I was in a small community like this one, I'd be asking, to what extent do we want to allow sand and gravel operations going forward? And it would make sense to have a moratorium like this one. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Lisa. My name's Lisa Dinga. I've lived in the town of Daniel, specifically Stormhaven, for the last 20 years. Raised my kids there. I support this moratorium because our entire valley, Daniel specifically, is filled with dust and particles that are harmful for us to breathe in. If you spent 1 hour in my neighborhood with your clean car, your car would be covered in dust. We like to open our windows this time of year and breathe in the beautiful fresh air we have. I am planning on raising my, I've already raised my kids here, but I'm raising my grandkids here, I hope. And I really want us to protect our rural neighborhoods, and air quality is so important. I am a 10-year cancer survivor, I can say that, and I support this moratorium. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else?
Can I defer my time?
What's that?
Can I defer my time?
No. You can have your time, but you can't defer your time.
It's not the same.
What's that? Okay, anybody else?
When we bought our place in Daniel, we're next to Jack, we're the closest people to this place. And the hard part is that it affects everything. It affects not, yes, we're selling. It's pretty straightforward, right? But it affects my property value. It affects, like, when they filled in the gravel pit, they had hundreds of trucks going up and down, and my kids, like, I was like, guys, you cannot drive on the road. Like, the pinch point between the two properties, there is just, it, like, from a safety perspective, from a living perspective, like, we live there. It's our home. These guys don't live there. The reality is that they don't live there. The people that live there full-time and are residents and are voting, and taxes go into all of this. Like, yes, your taxes go into this, but it's just a different, we need to take a pause. We need to step back. We need to take a break. We need to look at this, and we need to give it real evaluation of what it is. So I think you guys need to hold off. I think you guys need to pause and take a look. So, along with most other here, that's my opinion.
Anybody else? Okay. Appreciate all the comments. We're going to go ahead and go to agenda item number 2, which is Daniel Ordinance 2026-08-21. The date of this is 8/21/26. And the title of this is an ordinance enacting a temporary moratorium on development in the P160 preservation zone. And bear with me, because this is relatively long. Whereas Daniel Town, the town, is a municipality and political subdivision of the state of Utah authorized to enact land use regulations to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. Whereas Utah Code Section 10-20-504 authorizes the town council, without prior consideration or recommendation from the Planning Commission, to enact an ordinance establishing a temporary land use regulation for all or part of the town when the town council finds a compelling countervailing public interest. Whereas Daniel Town Code Section 8.05.01 establishes the P160 preservation zone for remote and environmentally sensitive lands and identifies among its purposes protection of water supplies, natural features, sensitive environmental areas, grazing and forestry lands, recreational opportunities,
and the town from excessive costs associated with scattered development and extension of public services. Whereas the P160 Preservation Zone permits residential, agricultural, utility, infrastructure, recreational, attractive and other development activities, some as permitted uses and others only after conditional use approval. Whereas development within the P160 Preservation Zone may affect compatibility, public service burdens, traffic, drainage, erosion, soil stability, groundwater and water resources, wildlife, dust, odor, noise, vibration, public health, safety and welfare. Whereas the town is actively completing and updating its general plan, including consideration of the appropriate location, intensity, compatibility, infrastructure, and cumulative effects of all development within the P160 Preservation Zone. Whereas acceptance or approval of new development before completion of the planning process could establish land use patterns, create infrastructure and service obligations, or cause environmental and community impacts that may conflict with the policies and recommendations ultimately adopted in the general plan. Whereas, because the town's review concerns the overall mix, location, intensity, infrastructure, needs, and cumulative effects of development throughout the P160 Preservation Zone, a temporary pause applicable to all new development in the zone is reasonably necessary while the town completes the general plan and evaluates corresponding amendments to its land use regulations. Whereas the town council finds that protecting the town's water resources, sensitive lands, rural character, fiscal resources, and ability to complete a coherent and lawful general planning process constitutes a compelling, countervailing, public interest supporting a temporary land use regulation under Utah Code Section 10-20-504. Whereas the town council finds that a period not exceeding 180 days is reasonably necessary for the town to complete the review, the relevant general plan work, obtain public input, evaluate the appropriate types, locations, intensities, and standards for development in the P160 Preservation Zone, and consider permanent amendments through the procedures required by law, and whereas the town council intends this ordinance to be temporary, to preserve the status quo during the planning process, and to be applied consistently with all vested rights and other protections required by Utah law. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the town of Daniel. Section 1 findings. The town council adopts the foregoing recitals as findings of fact and legislative findings supporting this ordinance and expressly finds that the compelling countervailing public interests identified above warrant enactment of the temporary land use regulations and land use regulations established herein. Section 2. Temporary development moratorium. During the term of this ordinance, no new development may be commenced, authorized, or approved on property located wholly or partially within the P160 Preservation Zone. For purposes of this ordinance, development includes the erection, construction, reconstruction, placement, enlargement, material alteration, or relocation of a building or structure or subdivision or division of land. No town officer, employee, the planning commission, the town council, acting as a land use authority, or other town land use authority may issue or grant an approval or permit authorizing development subject to this moratorium. The town may receive application materials, collect fees, determine application completeness, maintain records, and undertake other
help me with that word.
Ministerial.
Okay. Or procedural actions when required by Utah law, but no such action shall constitute substantive approval, create a vested right beyond that provided by law, authorize physical development, or shorten the term of this moratorium. Section 3, Purpose and Work Program. During the moratorium, the Town Council, Planning Commission staff, and consultants are directed to proceed with reasonable diligence to complete the portions of the general plan relevant to the P160 preservation zone. B, evaluate the types, locations, density, scale, intensity, and cumulative effects of development appropriate in the zone. C, evaluate whether additional objective standards, studies, mitigation requirements, geographic limitations, or use-specific regulations are necessary. D, obtain appropriate public input, and E, prepare and consider any recommended amendments to the town's land use regulation. Section 4, exceptions and vested rights. This ordinance does not prohibit the continuation of a lawful use or activity existing on the effective date of this ordinance and does not revoke, suspend, or modify a land use approval or permit lawfully issued before that date. Routine inspections, enforcement, and administration of the existing approval may continue under the law and conditions applicable to that approval. Any material amendments, enlargements, intensification, relocation, or other change requiring a new or amended approval is subject to this moratorium. This ordinance does not prohibit ordinary repair and maintenance that does not enlarge a structure, materially alter a site, increase the intensity of use, or require discretionary land use approval. Work reasonably necessary to respond to the immediate threat to life, health, safety, property, or essential public infrastructure may be authorized by the mayor or the mayor's designee to the minimum extent necessary to address that emergency. This ordinance shall not be applied to the application that before the effective date of this ordinance became complete, all applicable application fees were paid, and the applicant obtained a vested right under Utah Code Section 10-20-902 or other controlling law. Nothing in this section concedes that any particular application is complete or vested. This applicable land use authority shall determine any claim of completeness or vesting from the governing law and the specific application record. Nothing in this ordinance limits the town's authority under Utah Code Section 10-20-902, (1), (A), (II), (A), or any other applicable law to make a case-specific finding on the record and in writing concerning a compelling countervailing public interest that would be jeopardized by approval of a particular application. Section 5, duration and termination. This ordinance shall remain in effect for 180 days after its effective date, unless the Town Council repeals it earlier. The Town Council may terminate the moratorium before expiration if it determines that the relevant general plan work and any necessary land use regulation amendments have been completed. This ordinance shall expire automatically at the end of the 180-day period without further action by the Town Council. Section 6, no codification, conflicting provisions. This ordinance is a temporary land use regulation and need not be codified in the Daniel Town Code. For the duration of this ordinance, any conflicting
provision of the Daniel Town Code is temporarily superseded only to the extent necessary to give effect to this ordinance. All other provisions remain in full force and effect. Section 7, severability. If any section, subsection, sentence, clause, or phrase of this ordinance is declared invalid or unconstitutional by a court of competent jurisdiction, the remaining portion shall remain in effect. The town council declares that it would have enacted this ordinance and each part of it without the invalid portion. Section 8, effective date, publication, and recording. This ordinance shall take effect immediately upon publication or posting as required by law. The town clerk shall deposit, publish or post, number, record, and certify this ordinance as required by Daniel Town Code Section 1-5-7 and applicable Utah law. And so this will be adopted and approved at a duly called meeting of the Town of Daniel Council on this, the 21st day of August, 2026. And so I will call for a motion on this ordinance.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we enact the temporary moratorium on development in the P160 Preservation Zone. Ordinance number DO-2026-08-21.
Okay, I'll call for a second.
I second that.
Okay, call for a vote.
Bennett, yes.
Walton, yes.
Grady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Kohler, yes. And so this, we'll sign all of this right now. This is going into effect as of the completing of the signing of this piece of paper. And we'll have it posted. And I believe you can pull this up on our website, and that you might even be able to walk out of here today with a copy of this after we get this all signed. So if you'll just bear with us for a few minutes, we'll make the appropriate signatures and appreciate your time. So, and we will adjourn this meeting. Go ahead and sign that.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You gonna be home?
Thank you for coming. I'll be back. Logan right now to the high school football game. I'm coaching with the receivers.
I better ask for a motion to adjourn so that we're
I make a motion we adjourn.
So I've got property.
Call for a vote.
Just down the road.
Bennett, yes.
Can you go from your property?
Are you?
Bolton, yes.
Grady, yes.
Rose, yes.
Kohler, yes. Thank you.